Okay.
And get closer so it'll record your voice well.
So basically, Japan and China joined forces and attacked our Pearl Harbor. So why would we defend somebody that attacked their civilians, basically? Like, destroyed all their civilians in their country.
Well, if you think about it, our attack would be a force of retaliation.
Well, they killed innocent people.
Well, what we did before, we warned them before we bombed them to surrender, or it would wreak havoc. So it'd be on them for not listening.
So, what is the grand jury? Okay, no. So, after they attacked, or after we bombed Japan, do you know what happened next?
Well, we sent out a surrender letter, and if they wouldn't surrender, we'd bomb them again.
Did they surrender?
No, not until after the second bomb.
Do you have any suspects?
No.
No? Because you're defending him, right?
Correct.
Give me 1 second. And so you're defending him because of retaliation.
Correct.
What is the evidence supporting?
Well, if we want to use evidence from times of...
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Well, what we decided to do was if we... Well, when Pearl Harbor was bombed, I believe it was between 2 to 3 years before, I believe so. No. It was between a month or a year before we bombed them back. After the retaliation from bombing Pearl Harbor.
To let them surrender.
And if they would not surrender, we'd bomb them. We warned them first.
Okay. So that's the evidence you have, the giving them to surrender?
Correct.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah.